早晨好。
I would just like to just once again just agree in prayer.
我们一起来接着祷告啊，合一。
Before I begin the message.
啊，在我们分享的之前。
Thank you, Lord God, for this day.
主，我们感谢你今天的日子。
Thank you for all the blessings you've given us.
谢谢你给我们这么多的恩典。
Thank you for this amazing body of believers.
谢谢你给我们这些基督身体的肢体。
That comes to hear your word.
我们来到你的话语之前。
And comes to worship you.
来一同的来敬拜你。
Our true King.
来一同的来敬拜。
I pray you bless this time.
求你祝福这样的时间。
And just have your way.
是你的旨意得到通行。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
The text from this morning will be John 5:24.
我们今天读的是约翰福音第五章。第五节到二十四节。
And it starts by Jesus telling the people in that area.
就是开始的时候是主耶稣对那地方的人说话。
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
在第二十四节说，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的。
And will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
I tell you the truth, a time is coming.
我实实在在告诉你们，时候将到。
And has now come.
现在就是了。
When the dead will hear the voice.
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
Of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
听见的人就要活了。
For as the Father has life in himself.
因为父怎样在自己有生命
，so he has granted the son to have life in himself.
就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。
Amen.
Amen.
The question that we have in front of us today.
今天我们面临的问题是什么
？Is Jesus is offering us life?
是主耶稣给我们生命。
He said we have crossed over from death into life.
他说我们已经出死入生了。
But I think we as believers,
我们作为信徒
we don't truly understand the life he gives to offer.
我们常常不明白他所给我们的这个生命的宝贵。
And sometimes we don't truly understand the death that oftentimes we're in.
有时候我们也不明白我们所经历的死地。
There was a man back in 1924,
在1924年的时候
named Peter Safar.
有一个人叫彼得斯法。
He studied to become a doctor.
他越想成为医生。
And to become a medical practitioner.
他想来行医。
And through his studies,
通过他的学习
he found that there was a way.
他就找到一条路
to bring a body that had been dead or was experiencing symptoms of death.
他可以把一个经历死的症状的这样的一个躯体
back to life.
带回到生命当中。
We now know his method.
我们知道这是他的方法
as CPO
叫 CPO
No, that's fine. That's fine. How many people here know CPO?
有人知不知道这个技术
CPR has a number of steps that you must perform in order to revive someone from symptoms of death to life.
这个叫 CPR 的这个技术呢，就是有些的步骤经过的时候呢，就可以把一个将近死的人带回到生命当中。
They must be done very specifically.
它必须经过非常具体的步骤。
In order to accomplish the goal from bringing someone from death back into life.
使得一个人可以从将近死亡带回到活的当中。
But one of the most important parts of CPR.
但是在其中最重要的一步。
All the parts are important.
所有的步骤都重要
But one of the most important parts
但最重要的一步是
is breath
是他的呼吸
is the breath that you give into the person who you are trying to resurrect back to life
就是这个旧的人呢要把自己的这个呼吸呢来通给这个人体
likewise
同样的
it is the breath of God
是神的呼吸
that he offers to breathe into us
是他的气息来进到我们里面
It starts back in Genesis.
是在创世纪开始。
We know of Adam and Eve.
我们知道亚当和夏娃。
How did he create the first man?
他怎么造第一个人呢？
He took dust from the ground.
他把这个神把这个尘土
formed it
来造成人。
And then what did he do?
他怎么做呢？
He breathed life into it.
他把气息吹进这个躯体。
Specifically into the mouth, into the nostrils.
是把这个气息吹到鼻孔和口中。
So it is no wonder that in CPR, we do much of the same.
所以就说 CPR 呢，我们也差不多是这样做。
He does this many times throughout Scripture.
在圣经当中，他提到很多这样的例子。
Use the illustration of breathing life into his people.
用来说他把这个生命的气息吹给他的子民们。
In Ezekiel chapter 37,
在以西结书第37章
we hear about the valley of dry bones.
我们看到在那个有个尸骨的这样的一个谷地。
And Ezekiel sees a vision.
这个以西结就看到一个异象。
Of God taking dry bones and raising them up.
就看到以西结呢看到这异象就是使这些骨头成为复活。
Putting ligaments on the bones.
使这些骨头可以长上肌肉。
Putting muscles on the bones.
在肌肉和这些肉就回到这个骨头上，在这个骨头上也有皮肤。
But it is the last part.
在最后一步
of breathing life,
就是把生命的气息吹进去
that makes them come alive,
使得这些骨头可以复活。
This is the idea of God's breath.
这个说的神的气息的事情
is important to know.
是非常重要，我们要知道的。
And even more important for us to accept.
更是让我们需要重要的就是接受。
It is God's breath in each one of our lives.
是神的气息在我们的生命中。
That truly gives us life.
是他这给我们的生命。
Remember, Jesus said he came to give life.
我们记得主耶稣说，我来是要来给你们生命。
And not just life, but to give it abundantly.
而是让你们不仅得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And it is this abundant life that cannot be received without God's distinct breath.
我们这个丰盛的生命若没有神的气息我们就没有办法成就
My story is one of where God breathed into me
我的故事呢是神向我吹气
I was raised in a Christian home
我是在一个基督徒的家庭长大
But there came a distinct time
在有一个非常特别的时候
Where I was going to make that Christian life that breath of God my own
就是那个时候使得神的这个气息他的生命真正成为我的生命
I grew up in nearby right outside of Patterson
我生长在这个城旁边有个叫 Patterson 的这个城旁边
And as you can tell I play basketball
你可以看到呢我是打篮球
I played basketball through high school
我一直打到中学高中
And then was recruited to play basketball into college
而且我被吸收到在大学里面打。
After that, God blessed me to do well in college at basketball and at studies.
神呢祝福我，使我呢在大学里面打球和学习都很成功。
And I was invited to go play in the NBA in Los Angeles.
我就被邀请到洛杉矶去打 NBA.
And even out there,
就是在那个时候
one of the most important things in my life.
最重要，我生命中最重要的
was receiving God's breath every single day.
就是每一天能够得到神生命的供养。
I believe it is this idea of us receiving His breath, receiving His what He wants to breathe into our lives every day.
我相信呢，我们这个得到神生命是每天要经历的。
That is what we must live by.
就是我们每天必须要这样做的。
If we try to live apart from this,
若是我们离开这一点
then we will fall into death.
我们就会落到死亡的境地。
We cannot do this on our own.
我们没有办法自己做。
It cannot be even something that we get from somebody else.
我们也没有办法借着别人去得到。
For to go back to the CPR analogy,
我们回到这个 CPR 的这个比喻。
When you breathe out mostly carbon dioxide and nitrogen.
我们呼吸的时候呢，是二氧化碳或者是氮气。
It is not enough oxygen.
是没有太多的氧气。
To sustain life.
不太容易使生命存活
But it is God's breath
但是呢神的这个气息
That is pure
是非常纯净的
It is God's breath
是神的呼吸
That gives life
能使我们得生命
One of the things I want to talk about today
今天我要想给大家讲的
Is how do you receive that breath
你怎么来得到这样的神的气息
How do you make sure that you are coming in contact to receive that every single day?
你怎么能确定你每天都得到神的这样的供应？
One of the interesting things about breath,
非常有趣的关于呼吸的事情，
is that it can't be done from very far away.
就是不能够离得很远。
You could turn to the person next to you right now.
我们现在可以转向我旁边的人。
And try to breathe on them.
可以向他呼吸。
Don't make fun if they have bad breath.
不要觉得他们有不好的气味。
Unless you're very close to the person next to you.
除非你和他很接近。
They cannot feel your breath.
他就没有办法能感受到你的呼吸。
They won't even recognize it.
他甚至不能够觉察到。
It is when you get very close to them.
当你觉得当你非常靠近他的时候。
That you can tell what they ate for breakfast.
你就可以知道他早餐吃了什么。
Breath is intimate.
这个呼吸呢是非常亲密的。
It is something that you need to be very close by.
是你需要非常靠近的时候才能够感受到。
That is like our relationship with God.
这就是我们与神的关系。
If we think we can have a relationship from afar,
若是你觉得你可以离着神很远有一个关系，
maybe 2 hours one day a week.
也可能是一周有两个小时。
Maybe on Christmas and Easter.
也可能是特别的节日，像一些的特别节日。
Maybe only when we're in a lot of trouble or in a lot of pain.
或许我们在痛苦或者患难当中。
We will not be able to truly receive this breath.
我们没有办法真正的得到这样神的气息。
We must make it a habit.
我们必须成为一个习惯。
The same way those who are married know the breath of those they're married to.
我们知道我们结婚的，我们知道我们夫妻，我们知道我们对方的呼吸。
It's the same way we must be able to recognize the breath of God in our life.
同样的，我们和神也有这样一个亲密的沟通。
How many husbands or wives kissed their wife or husband this morning?
有多少夫妻呢？互相有接吻。
You probably could tell their breath.
你可以能够感受到他的呼吸。
That is the same thing we must do with our Lord and Savior every single morning, every single day.
这就是我们要和我们亲爱的救主每天早晨要经历的。
But just like knowing the breath of someone, we must open up our airway to receive.
我们不只是要知道靠近，而且我们要张开我们的嘴来接受。
One of the first parts of CPR.
第一部分的关于 CPR 的
If you're going to perform it on somebody,
你 要对某个人来这样做的时候
is you must make sure the airway is open.
你要知道呢这个我们之间的这个通道气流通道是畅通的
An example of a closed airway
是一个若是封闭的通道的例子
is if you take your chin right now and touch your chest
若是你把你的这个下巴靠着你的
Now try to breathe out just through your mouth.
把你的这个下巴放下来的时候你就不太容易呼吸。
You will notice that it is impossible.
是不可能的。
You have closed the airway.
你就把它你的这个通道呼吸通道关闭了。
That is why when you perform CPR, you must open up the airway to make sure that breath can come in.
当你做 CPR 给别人的时候你要把他的呼吸通道畅通。
Are our airways open?To the breath of God.
我们的这个呼吸的通道是不是向神打开的
？Do we spiritually put ourselves in positions or in time to receive, or are we closed?
我们是不是在准备好要接受神给我们的生命，还是我们是封闭的
？Is there some things that we are open to, and some things that we say no, no, God, I don't need your breath in that area of my life?
我们所打开的区域是不是对我们对神说，主啊，我们不愿你来在这个方面来做工。
His breath wants to be in all parts of our life, not just one, not just sometimes, but all parts.
他的气息，他愿意把它吹到我们每一个角落，每一个部分。
I found that through playing basketball.
我觉得呢，在我打篮球的时候
，If your airways are closed or if you have asthma,
若是你的呼吸通道不畅通，或者是你有一些的哮喘
，It is very difficult to perform and do well on the court.
你就很难在这个篮球场上能够有好的表现。
Oxygen is critical for muscles to perform anyway.
这个氧气呢，对我们的肌肉的功能呢是非常重要。
Without oxygen going into the blood, the muscles would shut down.
我说氧气供不到血液中呢，我们的肌肉就会停滞。
The next part of CPR.
另一部分关于我们的 CPR
is touch.
是要接触。
Is a touch where you take your hands.
就是我们要拿我们的手。
And you place them upon the chest.
你放在胸部。
And you begin to compress it.
你就来挤压。
When you do this,
当你这样做的时候。
Oftentimes, what you do not see in movies when they perform CPR.
你常常在电影中没有看到这样的。
Is you often break a rib or two.
你可能会把这个肋骨会伤到。
Because in order to press down on the heart, you must go through the rib cage at times.
就是你要来给这个心脏挤压的时候呢，你会经过这些肋骨。
You don't see that in the movies.
在电影中我们看不到。
In movies, they perform CPR.And they get up and say, "Oh, I'm fine."
好像在电影中呢很轻松啊，就 CPR 他就起来了。
That is not how it works.
在实际生活中不是这样。
Sometimes, in order to go from death to life,
有时候我们从要经历从死到生啊
，it takes pain.
就是要经历痛苦。
It takes sometimes it is recorded that when CPR is often performed.
就是在记录当中呢，做 CPR 的时候
，there are popping and cracking sounds，
就是你能可以听到呢，有这个裂就一些裂的声音。
I know that is not a pretty thought，
不是一个很好的想法。
But in order to live， sometimes things have to happen that way。
但是为了生存哈，有时候就必须经历这样的事。
Sometimes to go from death to life in our spiritual journey。
有时候在我们的属灵里面，我们从死到生这个步骤
，there are some things that need to break，
就是有些必须我们要破碎。
A lot of times it is ourselves，
就是有时候就是我们自己。
We need to be broken，
我们自己需要被破碎
，in order to receive the breath that God has for us，
我们才能够得到神的气息。
I know this is not a popular thought，
我知道这个不是人所喜欢的想法
，but oftentimes things that are great。
有时候呢，我们时常的，我们大比较伟大的事情
，things that are too amazing for us to understand，
是非常稀奇的事情。
They take things that sometimes are not comfortable，
就常常让我们要经历一些不舒服。
Sometimes things that are not glamorous or seem to be easy，
有时候呢是一些不容易的事情。
But they are worth，
但是呢是非常值得的。
When Jesus Christ went to the cross。
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候
，It was not easy，
非常不容易。
It was not carefree， it was not glamorous，
不是非常荣耀，非常简单的。
But I think we can all witness and bear testimony，
但是我们都可以做见证
，that it was worth，
这是非常值得。
The third part of CPR，
第三部分关于 CPR
is the actual breathing into the body。
就是我们实际的把这个呼吸吹进去
，breathing the air into the lungs，
就把这个气息吹到这个人的肺里面
，so that it can get into the blood，
就可以进到他的血液当中
，the small amount of oxygen，
有一些的氧气
，and that the oxygenated blood，
这些氧气呢进到血液中的时候
，can be pumped into the brain。
就可以进到的大脑。
Let us explain one thing when we talk about death.
我们来解释一下关于死的一件事情。
When we think of the word death,
当我们说到死的时候
，we think of something that has time and then the time runs out.
我们就想到有些好像是有时间，但是呢时间不够了。
We think of something expiring or stopping to work.
就是我们讲到一个好像过期了，或者是已经停止不再做工。
The body is going，
这个身体是在运动。
And then in death it stops，
在死的时候它就停了。
But in the Bible，
在圣经当中
，when they talk about death，
当他提到死的时候
，they are talking about separation，
是讲到一个分离。
They are talking about a gap that cannot be bridged，
是一个缝隙，是不能没有办法填补的。
And that is exactly the medical term of death as well。
这也是在医学当中的这个死的定义。
Death is not considered when someone stops breathing。
这个死呢，不是人停止呼吸就死了。
Death is not termed just when the heartbeat stops。
也不是人心脏停止跳动就觉得是死。
Death is medically termed when there is no longer any more brain function, when the brain function stops for the rest of the body.
就是这个医学上的死呢，是讲到我们的这个大脑和外界已经没有沟通。
Before they found this out, however,
在这之前呢，
there was over 1,000 people that used to be buried alive.
就有一千个人啊，以前的时候呢，就是活活的被活埋。
Because they thought when the heart stopped, the person was dead.
他们那时候想的就是心脏一停止就是死了。
This wasn't until the 1800s in England.
直到1800几年以后，在英国。
Where they realized just because the heart stopped beating or they could not hear the breath or feel the breath, that the person may actually still be alive.
就是那时候他们才知道，当人的心脏停跳或者呼吸没有感受的时候，他们仍然可能还活着。
Many authors at that time made a lot of money making horror books and films on the idea that you were buried alive.
有很那时候的很多作者就写这样的事情啊，就来很畅销。
It is the same in our spiritual life.
这是在我们属灵的生命中也是一样。
The death that I believe Jesus is referring to.
在主耶稣所讲到的死。
That he wants to bring us from death into life.
讲到把我们出生出死入生的时候
is reuniting the separation from God and man.
就是把我们讲到我们与神人和神能够和好
and helping it to come in connection once again.
让我们能够和神能够得到沟通
Once again, however though, it is our decision.
但是呢又一次我们要面临一个抉择
to receive the gift that God has given us.
这个抉择就是来接受神给我们的
I want to turn right now to Romans.
我们来一起打到打开到罗马书。
6:13.
第六章第十三节。
You may be saying to yourself.
你可能对自己说。
John Paul, I have this life. I want this life.
John Paul, 我喜欢你所说的这个生命。
Paul talks about this life and what our response to this life should be.
保罗在这里也讲到这个生命。
It says in Romans 6:13.
在罗马书六章十三节。
Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，是你们顺从身子的私欲。
But rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Instruments of righteousness.
将肢体做义的器具。
Paul says this is our proper response.
这是保罗说这是我们应有的这样的回应。
It is in doing this.
是这样做的时候。
That we begin to have true life.
我们就可以有真正的生命。
We begin to understand the life that Christ was talking about.
我们就可以知道呢神主耶稣所提到的这个生命是怎么一回事。
There is a famous phrase.
一个非常有名的话。
That says many men die.
很多人死了。
But how many truly live?
但有几个是真正活着。
I believe we do not have to look all over this world to find out what life is.
我们不需要到整个世界来找这个生命是怎样的。
It is right in front of us in the Word of God.
是我们面前这个圣经所讲的就是这个生命。
I also believe that God's life He is talking about.
我也常常觉得神所提到这个生命
is something that we can practice every single day.
就是这个生命我们每天都可以来经历
in our jobs,
在我们的工作中
at school,
在我们的学校中
with our families,
在我们的家庭生活中
one of the things I love about the word of God
一件我非常喜欢神的话的地方
is that it mentions the word death or dead over 900 times
就是在圣经中提到了900多次关于死的事这个死
but it mentions the word life or to live
但他提到这个生命或者活的时候
twice as many
是两倍之多
over 1800 times
是1800多次
if people think knowing God is about death they are wrong
若是你觉得来了解神是关于死的事情，那你就错了。
Knowing Jesus Christ is about life and about true life and living to the full potential.
是来了解耶稣是关乎到我们的生啊，是我要活一个真正的生命。
When my friends in college.
在我大学中的朋友。
Or my teammates in the NBA.
在 NBA 中，我的很多的这样的打球的球友。
Would say John Paul, oh Christian, that's boring. I might as well die.
他会对我讲说这个基督徒是非常无聊的。
I said, well, obviously you don't know what if being a Christian truly means.
我就给他讲做基督徒不只是死哈，你真是不知道基督徒是怎样的神。
You don't truly know my God.
你不知道我所认识的这位神。
You may say, well, how can this life be practiced? How can I live this every single day?
你会问啊，在每天生活中，我怎样实际的经历这个生命
？I don't have the answer.
我没有这个答案。
But God does.
但是神知道。
First John chapter 3.
在约翰一书第三章。
Verse 14.
约翰一书第三章十四节。
We have a perfect example in front of us. It is so simple, but yet so hard at the same time.
我们有一个非常好的例子，是那么简单，但同时又是那么难。
It says, "We know that we have passed from death to life."
那里讲到就我们晓得已经是出死入生了。
Because we love our brothers.
因为我们爱我们的弟兄。
Anyone who does not love,
没有爱心的
remains in death.
仍住在死中。
It's that simple.
只那么简单。
Does that sound easy though?
但是这简不简单呢
？No, because we know that when the man that went before Jesus asked, "Who is my neighbor? Who is my brother?"
当有人问耶稣基督我的邻舍是谁的时候
，The example was harder for him to live by, so he walked away.
但是主的回答呢，他没有办法执行，他就离开了。
It is the person next to us at work.
就是我们在工作中的我们旁边的人。
It is the classmate in school that nobody really wants to be friends with.
就是在我们学校中的我们的同学是没有人愿意理的那位。
Is that annoying little brother next to you that always gets on your nerves?
就是你旁边那个你的弟兄呢，常常惹你发怒的。
That's right. You don't need to point him out. I know who he is.
所以你不需要
This is not easy for any of us.
这对我们每一个人都不容易。
However, it is a cycle.
但是呢，这是一个循环。
No matter how many good things I think I am capable of doing,
不管我们有知道我们自己有多少可以做的善行
，without God's love,
但是没有神的爱
，I can't accomplish it. I am
nothing. 我没有办法做什么，我是一无所有。
In 1 Corinthians 13,
在哥林多前书的第十三章。
The famous chapter that we often hear at weddings.
在这是我们结婚的时候常听到的一段。
It speaks of doing great exploits for people, for places, for things, for others.
这就讲到我们要常常的为了别人所摆上的。
But every single time it comes back to the same sentence. Without love, it is meaningless.
但是呢，它总是回到一句，就是没有爱，就是没有意义的。
Without Christ's love, it is worth nothing.
若是没有基督的爱，就不值得，就不得不值得什么。
So I ask you today.
我来问你今天。
Are we living in Christ's love?
我们有没有在基督的爱中生活
？Are we receiving His breath in our lives to live in that love?
我们有没有从他得到他的生命的供应来活这个生命
？How many have ever felt burnt out before?Extremely tired.
你有没有觉得非常非常疲劳的时候
？And you just feel like you don't want to. You can't stand another day.
你觉得你自己呢就没有办法再过另一天
？In ourselves, trying to love others just by our good works.
我们要靠着我们自己的善行啊来做的时候
，We will reach that very quickly.
我们就会非常的疲乏。
It's like imagine if I told you to start to hold your breath.
就像我现在要告诉大家，我们要一起憋气。
And then for the rest of the sermon, please hold your breath.
我讲的这后面部分呢，你请你憋气。
Some would last longer than others.
有些人会憋得长一点。
But we all wouldn't last very long.
我们每个人都不会持续多久。
We would be passed out on the floor. We would be turning blue. We would be coughing.
若是我们这样的话，我们有些就会昏过去，有时候会就会倒在地上。
That is much the same when it comes to trying to live out Christ's commandments without His breath, without His oxygen, without His life.
这是非常恰当的比喻，就是当我们靠自己哈，没有神的呼吸和供应的时候，我们也会这样。
From to my story,
对我的故事来说
，I came back from Los Angeles.
我从洛杉矶回来的时候
，I decided not to sign a contract to play professional basketball.
我就没有来去做职业的篮球。
I know it sounds crazy.
听起来好像很疯狂。
But God put on my heart to work with the youth of this country.
但是呢，神放在我心中的就是让我和这个国家的这些年轻人能够一起工作。
And I was so excited to do it.
我非常的兴奋。
When I had that vision, that passion in my heart.
当我看到神给我这个意象，我这个心里非常的激动。
I said, "Thanks, God. Now I can do this on my own."
我就说感谢你主，我可以靠自己来做。
Thanks for the idea. That was good.
谢谢主，你给我这样的想法。
So I began to get busy.
我就非常忙起来。
Working with youth in jails.
我们就到监狱里去看望这些年轻人。
In schools.
在学校中。
In city streets.
在这个城里面的街上。
But pretty soon, guess what I ran out of?
你知道我很快就怎么样了？
I ran out of time.
我就没有时间了。
But more than that,
不仅如此
，I began to run out of oxygen.
我也缺氧。
Spiritual oxygen.
就在属灵上我就缺氧。
And then I realized.
我就突然的明白。
And Christ made it very clear to me.
主耶稣呢，对我来说非常的明确。
That without His breath every single day.
若是每天我们没有他的生命的供应
impacting even one child, would be impossible.
要改变甚至一个孩子都不可能
And I began to know it was more about Him.
我就开始明白是更多的是关乎主他自己
And less about me.
而不是我自己
Less about my ability to dunk.
不是我可以扣球啊。
And more about His ability to give me breath.
而是他给我生命。
I want you to take a second and to think right now.
我希望大家现在开始。
What do you need God's breath for every single day?
你每天靠神的呼吸的供应是要做什么
？Like I said, it's different for each one of us.
每个人都不一样。
I know starting tomorrow morning at 7:50.
我知道呢，在明天早晨七点五十
I have a homeroom full of students at the high school I teach.
我就会有一个房间呢，有好多的学生，就是我所在的高中的这些学生。
And I know without God's breath, by 8:50, I will be exhausted.
我知道呢，若是没有神供给我呼吸，我那个时候在七点五十就会非常的劳累。
I will be without patience.
我就会没有任何忍耐。
I will be without love.
就没有爱。
What do you need His breath for tomorrow?
你靠他的这个呼吸要做什么？明天
？Is it somebody at work?
是在工作当中吗
？Is it somebody in your family?
是在你家庭当中吗
？Is it somebody at school?
是在你学校中吗
？What is it?
是什么呢
？The awesome thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们也要想想我们的主耶稣基督。
Is that He said, "Draw near unto Me, and I will draw near unto you."
他说我们要就近他，他就来亲近我们。
But the question once again is, now that you know what you need breath for,
就是这个问题也是说，我们知道我们为了这个有这个神的呼吸要做什么的时候
，Are you willing to take time to receive the breath that He's willing to give?
你愿意分别时间来接受神给我们的这个呼吸和生命
？It might take getting up 10 minutes early.
也可能我们需要早起十分钟。
It might take bringing a Bible with you on the school bus.
也可能是你要带着圣经在学校的这个公车上。
To take a couple of minutes to receive His breath before the day begins.
可能是几分钟在你开始这一天的时候来和神有沟通。
But not just I guarantee you, but He guarantees.
不只是我来确定，而且主他也自己来给我们这样的保证。
That through Him you can do all things.
是借着他我们可以成就一切。
So once again, I want you to keep at the forefront of your mind.
我再一次提醒大家，要在你的里面有这样的一个优先。
What do you need His breath for?
你要靠他神的呼吸要做什么
？I want you to picture it right now.
你可以现在就想象。
The love that He would give you for that person that seems to be unlovable.
就是他给你爱，能够来爱这个不可爱的人。
The patience that He would give you for that person that seems you cannot have patience for.
他给你的忍耐，你可以忍耐那个似乎你不能忍耐的人。
The situation that maybe you need His life to fill you with.
就是那个环境，你需要他的生命来供应你的。
I want you to think about that.
请大家想一想。
I want you to turn, if possible, to Proverbs 8, chapter 18.
我们来翻到箴言十八章。
And it says in Proverbs chapter 18.
在箴言十八章。
That the power of life and death.
就讲到我们关乎生与死的这个能力。
Is once again comes from the mouth.
是借着我们的口。
From the tongue.
是借着我们的舌头。
Just like when we breathe.
就像我们呼吸的时候。
We breathe out poisonous gas, carbon dioxide.
我们会呼出这些氮气、二氧化碳这些有不好的。
As well as oxygen.
也有好的氧气。
What will you choose to do with your breath today?
你要选择你的呼吸怎么做吗
？You have the power, just like when we perform CPR. You do breathe out some oxygen. You do have the power to give life by giving CPR.
在 CPR 的比方中，我们确实可以借着我们的呼吸来供应生命氧气。
Or you have the power to give death.
你也可以呢供应死亡。
When we think about this,
当我们想到这的时候。
We realize our words and what we say is so much more powerful than we ever thought.
我们就意识到我们所说的话呢，是甚至我们所不能够想象的那么的有功效。
We have the power to give life, and life in the Bible means to heal and to bring together.
我们可以给生命，就是那个医治和能力的生命。
Or we have the power to cause death or separation.
我们也可以供应是死亡啊，就是那个。分离。
You don't have to raise your hand, but how many people have ever brought separation to maybe someone they loved or someone they knew by their words?
你不需要举手哈，但是你可以想一想，多少人借着我们的话，使这个我们所爱的人。
We've all probably done it at some time.
分离哈，我们常常会有时候会做到这个。
But I'm sure you can also remember the times where you were able to bring life by the words you used.
我想你们也有可以想到，有时候你可以借着你的话带来生命。
You were able to bring healing.
你可以带到这个他医治。
And those might be some of the most beautiful times of your life.
可能是你生命中最美丽的时候。
Let us be people that brings life with our words.
让我们成为那些供应生命的。
That brings life with our breath.
用我们的呼吸来供应生命。
You know those people when those people that you have in your life when they come around, they're always encouraging you.
你知道，在你的生命中，你也会常常感受到很多人非常的鼓励你。
We enjoy them.
我们非常的喜欢和他们在一起。
We feel uplifted by them.
我们觉得我们的这个光景呢被提升。
Maybe those teachers in school that they encourage us. They don't. They may punish us, but they at the same time they encourage us to do greater things, to do better.
或许是你的有的在学校的老师，他虽然会惩罚你做的不好的，但是他常常来鼓励你向前。
I can distinctly remember when I was in college.
我可以非常清楚的记得，在我大学的时候。
I had a coach.
我有一个教练。
Who was at times very hard on me.
他对我非常严格。
But never in his words.
但是绝对不是用话。
In words, he inspired me to do great things.
但他话的说话的时候，他要来鼓励我。
He inspired me to run after practice to get better.
他来鼓励我参加训练来做更好。
He inspired me to do 100 push-ups in 10 minutes to get stronger.
他有时候鼓励我十分钟要做100个这个俯卧撑。
Sadly, he passed away 2 years ago.
非常不幸的是他两年之前离开我们。
And when I spoke at his funeral in Indiana,
在印第安纳的他的葬礼上
I spoke about how he brought life with his words.
我讲到他如何用他的话给我带来生命。
And many coaches and players came up afterwards and said that is exactly what he did.
很多的这些同样的同来的这些教练和这些队员们都对我说，实在他这样做了。
I would love that to be said about me on my funeral day.
我也喜欢大家在我的葬礼上也这样如此评价我。
That even in death, he was able to bring life.
甚至在死的时候，他也可以带来生命。
Because ultimately, our leader, our master, our king, Jesus Christ, did the exact same thing.
因为我们的主耶稣也是这样做的。
I'd like you to bow your heads.
我们一起低头。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Before we pray, though,
在我们祷告之前
once again, I want you to make a determination and to think.Upon where you need God's breath.
我想让你们来决定啊，在你的生命中哪个领域你愿意神向你吹气。
Where do you need His love?
哪个地方你需要神的爱
？Where do you need His life?
哪个地方你需要他的生命
？I want you to think on these things that He's given you in the Word.
我想让你们来思想这些借着神的话。
These promises,
这些应许。
It says in the Bible that he is not a man that he would lie.
他在圣经中讲他不是一个说谎的。
Nor is he like us that he would even change his mind.
他也不是转动心意的。
But that what he says in his word is trustworthy and true.
他所说的话都是值得信赖的，是真理。
So if he said that he has brought us from death into marvelous life, we need to believe it.
当他说的，我们借着他能够出死入生的时候，我们要相信。
And not just believe it in our heads, but believe it in our hearts.
不仅是在我们头脑中相信，而是在我们心里真正相信。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，this is not an easy thing.
这是不容易的事。
We come before you today.
我们今天来到你面前
，knowing that in ourselves，
知道在我们的里面
，we can do no good thing，
我们自己没办法做好事
，we don't have the love for our mom，
我们没有爱来爱我们的母亲
，we don't have the love for our brother，
没有爱来爱我们的兄弟
，we don't have the love for our coworkers，
没有我们的爱，我没有爱来爱我们的工人，一起做工的
，but Lord with you，
但是有了你
，nothing is impossible。
是凡事都能。
So today we ask,
主，我们今天来向你呼求。
For you to breathe upon our lives.
是你来向我们吹气，吹到我们生命中。
For the same breath that gave life to Adam.
是那个你给亚当生命的气息。
The same breath that rose dry bones from the ground in the valley of dry bones.
是那些你可以让这些尸骨可以成为活人的气息。
That you would breathe upon us and give us life.
你可以向我们吹气，给我们生命。
Right where you have put us.
在这个，我不管我们在怎样的境地。
In our families.
在我们的家庭中。
In our school.
在我们的学校中。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
That you are faithful.
你是信实的。
And as it says in Ephesians 3:20.
在以弗所书第三章第二十节。
You can do more than we could ever ask or imagine.
你可以做甚至我们超乎我们所求所想的
In your precious and holy name.
在你的宝贵的名下
Amen
Amen